Welcome back. This is City Views. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce. For the past 40 years, the actor Ted Neely has been the face of Jesus. On both stage and screen, Neely has played the title role in the classic rock opera Jesus Christ Superstar. And this week, he's doing it again with a new adaptation of the musical opening Thursday at Park City's Egyptian Theater. Sadly, we're having some complications getting Ted into the studio, but we do have the production's director. It's Daniel Simons. He's joining us by phone. And we're talking about the role of Jesus and why audiences continue to love this show. Daniel Simon is director of the Egyptian Theater production of Jesus Christ Superstar, and he joins me by phone. Daniel, thanks so much for your time today.
Good morning.
If you'd like to join us, 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. Why do you think the rock opera continues to draw audiences? You can send email as well, cityviews@kcpw.org. Well, I guess, Daniel, that should be my first question to you. Why do you think that Jesus Christ Superstar resonates 40 years after it was written, and why does it continue to draw the crowds?
Well, not only is it the greatest story ever told, but the music and writing are fantastic. I mean, the fact that it's a rock score, rock and roll music, I think, draws in the general population. I wouldn't say that it entirely humanizes the character of Jesus, but it gives us an easier connection to that for, the way we listen to art, today and music.
For those who haven't seen it, just briefly, Jesus Christ Superstar tracks the final week of Jesus's life. It shows his betrayal by a disciple and the contentious political environment between the Jews and the Romans. And we're going to get to some of the specifics as we go. But Daniel, give us a sense of the environment that we're in when we meet Jesus on stage. Is this a religious musical?
Yes. It's both. It's religious and quite human and secular at the same time.
What is the story that Tim Rice and Andrew Lloyd Webber, who created this rock opera, what are they telling?
Well, the unique thing about this story is that it's told through the eyes of Judas. It is a story about Jesus in the last days of his life, but we also have a really human relationship between him and Judas. Who starts out narrating the piece and then, is the main character that we follow, with the exception to Jesus, through the piece. So we see that human side of things. We see a really solid relationship and the difficulties of each of their positions and what they have to do and how they have to relate to each other.
Hmm.
It's very inspiring, very different take on things. And I think that's actually what also resonates, since 1973, it's really relatable.
Sure. It is this amalgam of hippie culture from the 60s and the 70s and this sort of this sacred biblical text. But as important as the time frame is the nature of Jesus that's portrayed here, the character of Jesus. Sometimes, he is portrayed as just a man. And at other times, you see him with this really unique relationship with God. What's the message here?
Well, it's really unique, especially through the character of Mary Magdalene, because she, she poses that question from the most popular song in the show, which was also popular on the radio back then, was "I Don't Know How to Love Him." She asked that question: is he a myth or a man? And in the title alone, "Superstar," it relates to what we do as a people. We create our idols and we build them up and we destroy them and things like that. And so in this telling of this story, we don't entirely know that relationship. We're kind of left to decide for ourselves if Jesus was divine or just a man, and how to relate to that character.
I want to play a clip from the film adaptation, the 1973 version, which stars Ted Neely, who was also going to be in your stage production. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But you mentioned the song by Mary, I Don't Know How to Love Him. I want to play just a little clip and then maybe get some thoughts from you on what this song means, which, yeah, of course, was a very popular song when it first came out. This is I Don't Know How to Love Him from the musical Jesus Christ Superstar.
I don't know how to love him, what to do, how to move him. I've been changed, yes, really changed, in these past few days when I've seen myself. I seem like someone else. I don't know how to take it.
That's the actress Yvonne Elliman singing as Mary Magdalene in the rock opera Jesus Christ Superstar. How are you interpreting that song on the stage when you open in the Park City Egyptian Theater?
Well, we're interpreting it the same way that it was written. Mary's there with him after he's had an episode with healing lepers, and she calms him and puts him to sleep on the stage, and then she sings this song about their relationship. How mysterious it is to her, how it's different from any other she's ever experienced. It's a very poignant moment of the show where she tells us a lot about, you know, humanity's idea of Jesus, not only through that personal relationship that she has with him, but, you know, all of the world together.
Yeah. We're speaking with Daniel Simons. He's director of the Egyptian Theater production of Jesus Christ Superstar, which opens this Thursday. Let's talk about Ted Neely. He starred in the original film adaptation of the rock opera, and he's still playing the role 40 years later. How did you snag his engagement here in Park City?
Well, with producers Randy Barton and Lee Marshall up at the Egyptian Theater, we made this arrangement to bring him out. Lee Marshall has been helping Ted produce Jesus Christ Superstar for a couple of decades now, so he's recently taken up residency in Park City and some interest in the Egyptian Theater. So through him, we made this connection. Jesus Christ Superstar has been done about 6 or 7 years ago at the Egyptian Theater, and it's probably the most successful show they ever had. So. It was an easy choice once we made this connection to bring him back in and redo the show.
Let's take a listen of his voice. Just to set this up, this is Jesus conferring with his apostles. But I think this particular clip shows the tremendous strength in the voice of Ted Neely. Let's listen to a little bit of this song, and then we will get your reaction to it, Daniel Simons. This is Ted Neely as Jesus Christ in Jesus Christ Superstar.
Neither you, Simon, nor the 50,000, nor the Romans, nor the Jews, nor Judas, nor the 12, nor the priests, nor the scribes, nor doomed Jerusalem itself, understand what understand what glory is, understand at all, understand
at all. That is Ted Neely from the film adaptation of Jesus Christ Superstar. And Daniel Simons, I mean, this is a very demanding role vocally. How has he been able to do it for such a long time on stage and on screen?
No, he's a blessed man, very powerful. You just showed the subtlety of his nuances of the softer side of Jesus, but, you know, then it's a rock score, so he gets up there and starts screaming, and he's got every bit of power that he ever had. So I don't know how I did it.
He is a rock musician to begin with. He was a drummer in a Texas rock band.
Yes.
So yeah. How did he transition to the stage, and how did he get this role?
I'm not sure about that. I really wish that we could get a hold of him to ask him about that. He's so busy. It's
so
hard
do
to
I.
find out all this information. But, yeah, he's a very genuine and sincere person, and he's just got so much passion, which is probably, you know, what led them to choose him for this role in the first place, especially in the film where it was filmed in Jerusalem. You know, they just gathered a group of people from here in the U.S., passionate people like him, and put them there and hope for the best. And obviously, whether an accident or a miracle, it created what we're still watching today and still loving today. So.
I understand that you started rehearsing with the live orchestra last night. So what's your take on the score? There's certainly a lot of electric guitar and the electric organ going. Does the score present any challenges for you as director?
Some. I mean, just, you know, it's still a piece of theater, you know, that represents a rock concert, but it's difficult to balance the two because you still have to understand every word that people are saying. You can't have it be too loud, but it still has to be driving. So that's the interesting challenge, but it's also very exciting because, you know, we do get to experience that through the music. And Andrew Lloyd Webber writes beautiful melodies. So it does have a lot of ballads in it that we get to understand the depth of the characters as well as the opposite side. So it just has a full spectrum of the musical experience. It's really neat.
We've only got about a minute left. I want to take us out with the anthem, the Jesus Christ Superstar anthem, which I'm sure most people will recognize. But before we go, I'm wondering, you said that your audiences, when the Egyptian theater has produced this before, have just really embraced it. What do you want your audiences this month to take away from the production that you're putting on?
Well, actually, you know, doing the show in December, we're exploring the other side of the story of Christmas. So it's really, I would hope that audiences would just give it a chance. It's something different to do at Christmas. You know, it's not another traditional Christmas show, but at the same time, it's a very unique experience, not only to see a legend as an actor playing Jesus, but it's a fantastic production all around. All of the, you know, we have 21 cast members and nine members of the orchestra and a gigantic tech crew. It's just a really dedicated, passionate experience that you don't get to see, especially in Utah, very often. So.
Daniel Simons, director of the Egyptian Theater production of Jesus Christ Superstar, which opens Thursday with performances through the end of the month. We'll have more information on our website, kcpw.org. Daniel Simon, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.
City Views is a production of KCPW News. Jesse Ellis is our technical director. Ryan Cron composed our theme music. And next time, we'll continue our discussion about education in Utah with Higher Ed Commissioner Bill Cederberg. Join us for that tomorrow. For City Views, I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce.